USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden over the weekend claims he would be blameless in the event that the USA defaults on its debt in the coming days. Biden made the claim during a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan.
Well, I got to be careful here. I think there are some MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
The NAACP over the weekend issued a travel advisory for Florida, warning potential tourists that recent laws and policies in the state are openly hostile towards African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ plus individuals. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis responds.
They'll say, you know, climate change or anti-Second Amendment or whatnot, but I think on a more fundamental level, they're trying to change policy in this country without having to go through you folks. And our view is that we, the people, govern, and we don't want a social or economic transformation without representation. And so ESG is DOA in the state of Florida.
The National Weather Service is reporting Tropical Storm Mawar has strengthened in the Pacific into a typhoon and was expected to make landfall Wednesday, bringing high winds and possible flooding to the Mariana Islands, including Guam. Mawar had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour as of early Monday local time, with gusts up to 95 miles per hour. ExxonMobil is looking past gasoline by drilling for something other than oil, lithium. Exxon recently purchased drilling rights to a sizable chunk of land in Arkansas where it plans to produce lithium. Exxon is said to have bought 120,000 gross acres in the Smackover Formation of southern Arkansas from Galvanic Energy for at least $100 million. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy today ahead of a looming debt default possibility.
McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. But we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling and where we currently are.
McCarthy described the conversation as productive.
What we agreed to do is we're going to have Congressman Garrett Graves and Patrick McHenry get back together.
Biden and McCarthy will meet sometime later today. I'm Dave Collins.
One child has been found dead, and Fresno County, California sheriff's deputies are still searching for a second child who was swept away in the Kings River. It happened shortly before 2 p.m. yesterday. Deputies were called to the bottom of the Pine Flat Dam for a report of an 8- and a 4-year-old child being swept away. An hour after the initial call, deputies confirmed they found the body of the 8-year-old girl. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there's no upside to not raising the debt ceiling and letting the U.S. default.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Yellen said it won't be easy to decide who gets paid and who doesn't if the U.S. defaults.
There will be hard choices to make about what bills go unpaid.
She said there are no acceptable outcomes if the debt ceiling isn't raised, and she's warning we could default by June 1st. I'm John Schaefer.
We are USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.